Hey everyone, this is Peter Sergey, the arts correspondent for Hudson Mohawk Radio Station. What you're listening to right now is Sam Torres's new single, 18. Sam is a local electronic music artist, and he also runs the performing collective Organ Colossal with his partner, Sophia Vastek. I recently interviewed Sam about how the coronavirus is affecting the lives of local performing artists in the capital region. Here is our interview. How has the coronavirus affected, being able to perform?
It's pretty much wiped out the ability to, not really to perform, because we can still perform, but we can't perform with anyone else there. So, for example, my partner Sophia has done a YouTube live concert recently, and that was pretty well virtually attended, and she's doing another one this weekend. So we've kind of adapted in certain ways, but definitely, the possibility of live performances with other people physically in the room is completely gone. And in an interesting way, I feel like live performances and those kinds of cultural events were some of the earliest things to get canceled before, that happened a relatively long time before restaurants closed and other businesses closed. So I feel like if anything, the performing arts world felt the impact of the virus before a lot of other things.
It was like the canary in the coal mine, sort of.
Right, exactly.
Because arts programs are always the first to kind of go.
Right. And larger venues with, there was the 500 people rule thing that pretty much knocked out most large venues in the area, and then it went down to 100 and then 50. So by that time, that's pretty much any concert, for the most part, depending on how experimental your music is pretty much gone already. So, but being artists, we find ways of doing stuff anyway.
So what are some of those ways? Because I know artists have resorted to streaming services like Twitch, YouTube Live, Instagram Live, Discord.
Yeah. So it definitely has led to, there was kind of a period of everything is gone. What do we do? And then basically just learning. I learned about streaming technology way more than I ever thought I would. In a few days after everything was closed. And in terms of putting our, continuing to have a creative output, definitely streaming services has been huge. And I think it kind of started on the ones that are the quickest and easiest, like Instagram Live, or Facebook Live, or ones that, people in the gaming community, especially, Discord and Twitch, were already using. And then I've kind of seen the production level start to get higher and higher, to the point where there's kind of everything from, people playing on Instagram Live in their bedroom, all the way up to a kind of full-on streaming studio and everything in between. So it's definitely been a lot of learning for everybody, I think. And Instagram Live is great because it's really instantly accessible. But if you want something a little higher in terms of audio quality, or video quality even, that starts to have a bit of a learning curve. And even just in terms of equipment, all the streaming equipment is sold out on every website. So there are definitely some obstacles for sure, but at the same time, I think people are getting really creative and doing what they can.
Yeah. I mean, the Hudson Mohawk Radio is also doing what we can, Zoom interviews. What discoveries about yourself have you made since quarantine started and about you as an artist?
I feel like it has mainly kind of reaffirmed some things that I was starting to figure out. One of the main ones, I guess, is that I personally expect a lot from myself in terms of productivity. And this is, you know, people are talking a lot about this right now. So of course, in the first few days of everything getting canceled, I was like, oh, I want to finish every major project I've had on my list for the past 7 years, and they're all going to be like amazing and huge. And 3 days later, I started getting really, really stressed out, and I was like, this is completely unreasonable. And to be honest, aside from traveling for work, you know, my day to day while I'm home hasn't really changed all that much. I generally work from home unless I'm traveling for work. So it's like, I don't actually have that much more time. I'm just making less money because of the cancellations. So I had to kind of temper my expectations of what I could do with my time. So that was kind of the first thing I learned. And then after that, it was also really something I kind of figured out yesterday, because somebody asked me, what am I doing from home right now? And I think I've realized that when I do have upcoming work that I don't do from home, it's usually on an extremely tight deadline. You know, it's usually I'm working for a performance, and the performance is going to happen at a given time, of course. So I have to do all my preparation before that happens. And now with those really hard and fast deadlines gone, I've had to kind of figure out, how do I get anything done? I'm very much deadline oriented, I guess, in my professional life. So I've had to kind of give myself deadlines for my personal projects, which definitely helps a lot. And in some ways helps keep things less overwhelming. I use kind of, honestly, like corporate task management software, which is probably overkill, but I like having everything laid out and organized, but kind of seeing everything that I have, that I could have to work on in front of me, and then basically deciding what am I interested in doing today.
It seems like as an electronic musician, you have somewhat of an advantage over like live classical musicians, because you could like record an electronic piece and send it to someone like on a commission.
Yeah, definitely. Not that that particular scenario is happening for me right now, but definitely having the knowledge of the technology has been, I think, a huge advantage, because I've been able to know where to start learning about streaming technology. And I actually, you know, I have most of it. I haven't used it for streaming necessarily, but I use it for recording or production. And I have had a bunch of people who play, you know, acoustic classical music, write to me and ask me, how do I get started with this? And yeah, and like you said, I am able to produce stuff from home without having to go into a studio or, you know, have access to tools that a lot of people don't necessarily have at home. So it is definitely an advantage.
This concludes part one of my interview with Sam Torres. In the next part, we'll discuss the process of learning to become an electronic musician and where you fit in the landscape of music as a whole. Thank you.